Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from the World Wide Web, it's Big Fat Winners Radio.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Big Fat Winners Thanksgiving edition, sitting on a Monday night. Sitting across from the edge, recording a little earlier, going to drop tomorrow morning, but wanted to wish everyone a safe and happy Thanksgiving. What are you thinking, Ed? Look at you wearing, sporting the Cowboys. Look at them.
How happy. Good do I look?
In their Cowboys jersey,
happy. We got the Cowboys tree in the background.
How about this week?
Huge game. What do you mean this week? Biggest Cowboys Redskin game my kids have ever seen. One's only eight.
Yeah. If I had told you early in the year the way everything looked, if I had said this game, I mean, the winner of this game's in first place.
Oh, we're going to win.
You mean
the Cowboys.
The Cowboys-Redskins winner until the Eagles get smoked.
Oh, no. You mean when the Cowboys win, they're going to be in the
– I don't know, man. I can't roll with
them.
Redskins aren't playing bad on D. I'm just telling you, they're not.
Favorite holiday of the year right here. Now, when you're a kid, it's Christmas and yeah. But let's be honest. Thanksgiving is where it's at.
So it sets – you got a ton of college games on Friday. You got two terrible games on Thursday in college, one in my backyard, Air Force laying 5.5 to Colorado State. Terrible game. Maybe the worst game of the year on later in the day. I can't even believe they did it to us. New Mexico at Utah State. Guess what the record is between those two teams? 0-8.
Oh, horrible. Brutal.
I think the quarterback for Utah State just walked off the team too. So anyway, I'm serious. I think Shelley said
done.
He's out. I think that's what happened.
Wow.
I don't know, though, to be exact. Now, you're going to win some picks, dude. I got people saying, look, man, if the Edge says he's the greatest in the world, he needs to win some games,
You know what I did when people used to say that about you? I ignored them or I told them it was all going to be okay. You just have to bat them away.
It's my guy, it's my show, man. They can suck my balls.
I know, but I mean,
I'm just messing.
It's cyclical. I mean, what do you want me to say?
But you need to bring it this week. A lot of people went heavy on your Wisconsin, which we all thought they'd pound them. I mean, I gave the play out to my Pete. Like, I have not been giving a lot of the plays out, but you were so sure on Wisconsin that I gave out my Nevada.
Oh, I love Wisconsin.
Now, both of us loved Coastal, so that was
true.
But I did love Coastal in that spot. Just a due theory, losing all those in a row.
We got lucky on that.
I get it. Well, I never talk that way anymore, especially this year. Oh, I got boned and it was a bad beat. Oh, I got lucky. You win or you lose, dude. It's hard as hell to win in college football this year. Anyway, Nevada was – I broke that game down and literally get no love for it. It's crazy how I broke that game down.
I think I started like 7-2 last year and still won the contest. Let me ask you this on the show.
No, you started horrible last year.
Yeah, started horrible. Won the contest and
but
hit
this
both
year,
of
I'm
my
just getting smoked.
Games of the year, NFL and college. Did the same this year. So
this is my best podcast.
I never said I would never go 0-3 in my life. I never said that.
I know. I'm just saying this is my best podcast season in years. I know. Best in years. Well, 2-1, 3-1, 3-0. I've had 3-3-0s this year now. I've never had that before. Gonna win again this week. Love my Friday play. It's called a double banger. It means it's worth two plays. Make shit up as you go. Two plays, and I get two wins or two losses. That's how I love it. Anyway, that's the way it's gonna roll. We got three NFL games Thursday. But your thoughts on Indiana? Let's go down some of these games that were played. I want to get your thoughts. Obviously, we touched a little bit on Wisconsin Northwestern. I thought Wisconsin looked as badly as I've seen a Wisconsin team look that I can remember, to be honest. I just haven't seen them only score 7 points and look that badly when they're.
I have no idea what to say about that game because.
Wasn't like Northwestern looked great.
Well, I just sat back and watched and thought to myself, this is a shit show. I didn't know what else to say. Just watching it in general, I just couldn't believe it was the weirdest game. I don't know what to say. I still think Northwestern is fraudulent, and I still think Wisconsin's better, and I just don't know what to say because you sound crazy saying that now, but that's still how I feel. I mean, I guess I could be proven wrong. I mean, you're starting to see articles now about Northwestern in the playoff, and are they going to beat Ohio State? And I'm going to bet against them the entire way, just for the record, just so everybody hears me clearly, except this week. Well, I love Northwestern this week to beat Michigan State. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that number, I just think it's perfect for Northwestern to, take advantage of a bad, bad, especially offensively, Michigan State team.
Opened at 9. Up to 13.5 is Northwestern at Purdue. So we'll see what happens. Indiana, Ohio State, your thoughts? I think Indiana's legit. Penix threw for almost 500 yards.
I think we know what it is that Ohio State's defense is not as good as they were last year.
They've lost so much.
Their offense might be a little better.
Yeah, because I think Notre Dame's Indiana's a legitimate top 10 team. I really do.
I mean, obviously you're missing Dobbins, but I just think with what Fields been doing this year, I'll take. I mean, I know he had a bad game. He threw some interceptions. They still won, though. I mean, he just doesn't lose. Even the game that he lost and threw the interception, I mean, they were in control that entire game, but J.K. Dobbins got hurt mid-game against Clemson. I don't know. I like Fields.
I like Fields. He did not have a great game. Penix definitely outplayed him. He had almost 500 yards. If you take away the pick six, I mean, you have a real I do think, like you said, Indiana – now, I'll tell you something about Indiana, though. They're definitely a top 10 team, I think. I think they can compete with – I think it compete with almost anyone in the country with their
offense. Hey, you got to love each other.
Huh?
That's what their slogan is.
Hey, I love – let me tell you what the best part about Indiana is, though. Let me tell you the best part about them. They're young, dude. Penix is only a true sophomore, dude. They're going to be loaded next year. I'm just telling you. They got a lot of guys back coming back next year. I think Ohio State's defense – I mean, again – they lost their top two or three corner or defensive backs. You lost both edges on your, you lost both edges. You lost what's his name for the Skins and the other kid. They just took a lot of losses. They're kind of young on defense. I think that could hurt them in the playoffs. Obviously, when they play a team like a Clemson or a Bama, they're going to have trouble stopping those teams. But offensively, like you said, they're nasty. What about Oklahoma State, Oklahoma? Were you shocked at all that Oklahoma State is that bad? Or
I'm shocked that Oklahoma State's backup quarterback's that bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Why was he even in?
They wouldn't let Sanders back in the game until fourth quarter. And by then,
he got
pummeled
in the head. Yeah.
Sanders didn't look great either. But I mean,
no, he didn't look good.
But I tell you what, Ellinger was, or whatever his name is, was awful.
I'm amazed. You know, you really don't think about it when you think, Gundy's been there damn near 20 years now. I don't know the exact number of years, 16, 18, 19. He's only beaten Oklahoma twice. Like, that's almost like a Michigan only being able to beat.
Oh, what about that game? Oh,
Did I see that Michigan was excited that they beat Rutgers in three overtimes? Unbelievable. Triple overtime.
Against Rutgers.
Mm. Well, big games this weekend. You got the game of the week is obviously because this is a trip-up spot. Now, again, I don't know how big it is to me from the standpoint of I still know who's going to be in the ACC championship, so I don't know if it really matters, but still the biggest game of the week would be Notre Dame at North Carolina. I don't see how North Carolina stops Notre Dame. Now, here's the – oh, it's been I find
– you just look up and down and you just wonder how could it be that bad.
I find college football this year – I'm going to tell you this right now – for me personally, just from an excitement. I know from talking with you on weekends, talking to Jason, which we don't talk even close to what we used to do on weekends. I just find it gross. I haven't watched any football with Landy this year. Call it whatever you want, but I just find college football in general gross. I even find our players, for the most part. I mean, I had a fine weekend, fine day Saturday. I went, so for the picks for the weekend, 3-2 and 2-1 is what, 4-5-3? 5-3, and you're awful. It's like you're a leper. It's like I suck. So the good news is for the people, because nobody seems to care too much about my plays, the basketball package is out. I decided today it's going to be way, way, way
the Edge's NBA package will be live, baby.
Oh, that's fine.
At the Edge NBA winner.
No, I'm not doing my pack. College basketball this year is going to be just a complete. I mean, every other hour you're seeing a top team canceling their
games.
Did
I call Lakers win it all preseason? Yay or nay?
You did. I'm going to give you credit for that.
That's all I need. Well,
I can't risk it, dude. Your NBA.
We're doubling down, by the way. Schroeder, love him.
Yeah, but your NBA package, I'm not going to say it's fraudulent because it's too early in the game. But here's what I'm going to say.
Big and thick, and it's a
winner. I have 4 straight years of 100, the first 100 overs in college basketball.
But when you retire early, what do you want me to say? You're Jordan in his prime, but you're walking away.
32.
I'm Scottie Pippen. I'm putting the Bulls on my back. I'm carrying us to the finish line.
People jump in, and I have one little bad run for like a week, and they're like, he's pooey. Ride it the whole time, bitches. That's why you're bitches. So, but I'm not doing it this year. I'm out. It's going to be double the work, and people would have to actually come to me like and say, can I get a special package from you?
No.
And just I'd have to give them a number.
Just go to the Edge's NBA package. Winner. At BigFatWinnersLive.com. Winners.
Bama, Auburn this week.
Spread is 25.
25 and a half.
Last week, for a point of reference, Kentucky, you're only laying 30 with Alabama. So don't know what to think of that number.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. You know there's revenge on Bama's mind because Auburn basically knocked them out last year, right?
I mean, they were already kind of out, but I know what you're saying.
Right, but had right. they won that game, they could have grasped.
Maybe grasped.
Guess,
yeah.
Maybe grasped.
But they're not going to beat them again.
Put up – no, I think – But when's the last time you've seen in that kind of – I mean, that's a huge number, 25. Now, it is at Bama, I believe, so
– well, that's why it is, yeah.
So let's jump into some spreads, man, and get into some
stuff. Let's start with the Friday ones. Iowa State at Texas. You got Nebraska at Iowa, Notre Dame, like we talked about, at UNC. You got UCF, which will be one of my plays. UCF laying the 25, I think it is, right around 25 now. At South Florida, I never usually play UCF, but this is just a week I feel like you kind of have to.
Well, I won't get too deep into the Iowa game, but that just happens to be in the podcast. It's a double banger. Double bang that bitch.
Oregon State.
That's a horrible game in horrible weather. There's really, like we said, it's kind of gross. You know, there's already been 2 games canceled. You know there's going to be another 15 canceled before the weekend. I mean, you look down the card of games on Friday and you're like,
well, what about what's the spread you're seeing for Iowa State at Texas?
I have Texas laying the 2. I have Texas laying the 2.
Golf touchdown. Golf's money. 14-14.
Yes, 14-14. High scoring game too. Total was only 48-49.
Hard to take my boy Purdy. Purdy has not been Purdy when I've bet on him this year, but in general, he's tend to play well the past few games. But I hard to bet against Sam Ellinger now. I was never a Sam Ellinger guy, but it's every single week, it's every single year. He's just such a competitor. I probably would.
I'm not high on Iowa State this year. I would stay away from the game. The fact that Iowa State's getting 2 from Texas. I've seen 2 different Iowa State teams, and I've seen 4 different Texas teams, so I can't really say I have a play on that. UMass and Liberty. Liberty, I would have said Liberty would have come out and absolutely just.
Oh, now you can't.
Well, now they don't even care anymore now. I mean, they're okay. Ooh, good season. The best season ever for Liberty. Who cares? Nobody cares, right? I mean, come on.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. Had you won that game, you had no business. By the way, that quarterback looked – Willis looked – I don't know. I've never seen anybody look as bad as what he looked in that game. It was ridiculous how awful they were. Their whole game – it's funny because I actually gave that over in that game and couldn't have been more wrong. Then I doubled down and gave the over in the second half and couldn't have been more wrong on that. And the point is, it's like both teams look – like sometimes you'll do an over and the clock looks like it never stops. Those two teams look like they cared less on offense about being – the coaches were just like, oh, I guess we're in a slugfest. It was crazy. No imagination. No – I don't know. Hockman looked horrible for NC State. Then you got your Nebraska. I personally think Iowa will absolutely throttle Nebraska. McCaffrey's just not ready. He's a hell of a runner, but Nebraska got absolutely pummeled at home by Illinois, gave up 40 to Illinois. I think Iowa, who's 3-2, could easily be 4-1, if not 5-0. If you look at their last three games, Iowa, they absolutely pummeled Michigan State. Then they pummeled Minnesota. And I forget who else they pummeled after that, but they've pummeled teams. They've been pummeling teams. So
I like the Notre Dame game because I think it'll probably go over. I think, you know, North Carolina could win the game, but I just don't see Notre Dame being stopped from the start to the finish. I think Notre Dame will score and
score. Well, you told me you might unload on the Notre Dame team total, which
is
probably
the play. That's got to be
the play. Which is going to be about 36, I'm thinking.
Well, it can't be high enough.
Because the total, I believe, is 67 or 64, 65. So you figure Notre Dame's laying 4.5 or 5. It's going to be between 35.5 and 37.5. It'll be under 38. Like 38's the number you'll need to cash the Notre Dame team total. So I just don't know how North Carolina stops them.
They won't.
UCF, like you said, South Florida, huge number, but just an absolutely horrific South Florida team. Now, the thing is, Central Florida, that was, you know, they were so close. They're 5-3 now. They'll be able to score. The question is, will they care to just decimate them or will they just come out flat in that game? You just don't know. You don't know. Like I said, the card this week is as gross as it's ever been. Wyoming, UNLV. Now, the NFL card's money. I like the NFL card.
Me too.
I do not love the college card. Stanford at Cal, I just can't even talk about the Pac-12 because I don't like even the states out west. I don't like any of those states. I don't like the state of California, Oregon, or Washington. I just don't. So I don't like the Pac-12. Central Michigan at Eastern Michigan.
I can't mess with that one.
I will just tell you, the Chippewas will probably just Zumalley them. San Diego State at Fresno State, as I called last week and said, Nevada had the 17th ranked defense. Their front four was the best ever.
Which one?
San Diego State. Canceled. Yep. Canceled. Washington State canceled. So
now
there's
we're
two
on
games
to the
canceled.
Noons on Saturday.
We're on Saturday.
Start throwing some of those lines out.
Ohio State, Illinois. Ohio State is 28.5.
Hey, wait, before we even move on. What's the problem with college football? There's just not as many playmakers. There's not as many marquee guys.
I told you what the problem was.
It's so bad this year.
It's called the Chiris. It's
I
from
understand,
China. It's a
but
Chinese
it's,
virus.
Even if you took that away, it wouldn't
it
create
from China.
And
now it's a virus
playing.
Over here.
Who's not playing because of that we're missing out on?
It's not about just who's
Nobody.
Not playing. It's the whole vibe.
I know,
of
but
it
there's just not
general.
As many playmakers this year.
Playmakers, placemakers. It's just people. You got colleges that it's just no emotion in the college. You look in the stadium, like even in the Raiders game last night, you could hear the players on the field talking. You could hear the coaches.
Right, but,
there wasn't
okay,
one
who's,
person.
Who's the best running back in the country?
Well, you know, you always say it's ETN. So
I know,
he probably is.
Herschel Walker. All right, who's the best receiver in the country?
I actually, you're going to laugh because everyone thinks it's these big teams. I actually think it's the kid, Dubs.
At Nevada. Dubs. Now listen Dubs to what you're saying. Nevada. Right. Right.
Well, I do. He's a
okay,
man.
Okay, does that not get my point across enough?
What?
That this year is not those years where you have Even like well, no, I'll go way back. Even like a guy when you'd have Darren Sproles at Kansas State, and he'd have 2,000 yards. Or you would have you would just have cats who were just standouts in college. Remember, it doesn't feel like that this year.
Well, I'm going to tell you this one thing about football in general.
Ew, and it might, guys you just said, I mean, it's just
it
not,
might continue to get this way in football, like where because numbers all over the country from you.
Oh, I think it's just a random thing. I really.
Oh,
do.
You do? Okay.
Well, I mean, you've watched college football long enough. Isn't it usually always a ton of playmakers?
Our numbers way down and have been for years in youth football. They just are, dude. I'm not saying you don't still have great athletes. I'm saying I'm just making a statement. Kentucky, Florida, 23.5 for Florida.
Golly. Well, you can't bet on Kentucky because they can't score. Yeah, that's probably a good spot to play Florida. It's there's no rhyme or reason. If anybody says to bet Kentucky, they have no reason. You either play Florida or you just stay away from it. Next.
The kid for Florida is coming back. The stud, the tight end, Pitt. Yep. That makes a huge difference for them.
Is it similar to last week where Alabama and Saban's and the coaching staff make it a point to tighten up that defense coming down the home stretch where Florida has not had a great defense, even against bad teams. You know, you might want to make a statement here if you're Florida and hold Kentucky to 10 points like everybody else does.
Well, and I just don't think Kentucky's going to have any answer for Pitts and the Florida offense. Trask is having a hell of a year. Florida didn't even play well. But to Florida, you know, I guess it's not an excuse because you still got to come play the game. But for those that didn't know, Florida didn't even get a chance to really go in the locker room. They had to get dressed on the field. They went in like to just put their cleats on or something in the locker room. And I know that sounds, oh, these are kids in a sense. But when you're used to a pregame routine and all that, and then you get there late, you're not even allowed in the locker room. They're getting dressed. I mean, they weren't even dressed 12 minutes before kickoff. They're all not even in their pads and all that stuff. So I think it was a little unsettling for Florida in that game. I think this week will be a little different. I think they'll destroy Kentucky. Here's one, Indiana, Maryland. This is the
most
number.
Interesting game of the week for college to me.
It's one of them for sure because to me, Indiana on paper should cover this easily.
What are you seeing the spread at now?
It's 12. The problem is when you come off.
I saw it at 11 earlier.
It's hard when you come off the emotional roller coaster they came off of. When you're that close against Ohio State, when you're that close against one of the, you know, a team that everyone thinks is one of the best teams in the country, and you go toe-to-toe with them, and you're out of it, and you fight, you're down 42-21, you scrap back to 42-35 and get the ball. It's hard to get up for Maryland. Who is Maryland? I know they've played, but they haven't played a couple games and this and that. I mean, there's no way I would take Maryland in that game still. I just think Indiana's too talented on offense. I don't think Maryland can stop them. A bunch of the other games, Tulsa-Houston would have been a big game.
No, these games are from there. I mean, if you just look at the noon slate, is the rest of it is just putrid.
It's tough. It's the worst week from a standpoint of excitement for college football that we've had all year since it started. If you just look at these games, like
so bad,
Vanderbilt, Missouri. Now here's it here. Now, if this line is true, I don't care why. I don't care if the quarterback's out, but I see Vanderbilt at Missouri. Vanderbilt's favored by one.
Roll it.
Well, if you're going to give me Missouri plus one at home against Vanderbilt,
I'm not messing with that game.
I'll call that an absolute, but I don't know why. I don't know if that's even makes sense. It wasn't on the book. I couldn't find it, so I don't know.
I mean,
if
NC State last I looked was at 15, I think, at Syracuse. I mean,
UTEP Rice, Minnesota's at Wisconsin. Here's a couple games we got to talk about. Minnesota at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's laying 21. To Minnesota, a Wisconsin team that gonna need some help to get into the Big Ten championship.
I would stay away from that game.
Coastal Carolina, they just hooked us. Laying 17.
Cannot play Coastal here.
Laying 17.
At Texas State. I would have to lean toward Texas State in that one. What's the Raging Cajun laying at UL Monroe now? 29.
The Raging Cajun land 28 and a hook.
It's 28 and a hook.
Yeah. Auburn, Alabama, down to 24, by the way, down to 24. Little money, little cash being sprinkled
on. Oh, to get loose.
Sprinkle it on Auburn.
Oh, Knicks to get loose.
Here's an interesting one that just is ticking up. This one's ticking up. I think this is a lot of points to give them just because it's the type of team that I usually don't see them just get absolutely annihilated. Although Notre Dame did beat the shit out of them.
Right.
Clemson laying 25. Clemson, Trevor Lawrence hadn't played, it seems like, in a month. Clemson hadn't played with Trevor Lawrence for probably 4 weeks. So who knows if he's going to be rusty or not.
I would lean Pitt for sure.
Pickett is playing, but up to 25 is Clemson. Northwestern Michigan State, here, this line opened at 9. Now, I'm going to tell you what, this is an absolutely god-awful Michigan State offense. God-awful.
Yeah, their defense isn't that bad, though. And Northwestern only scored 17, but I don't know. We'll see. I think that'll be one of my plays, probably, Northwestern.
Cincinnati is laying 37 at Temple. Mm. You know, if you're going to do that, you just have to take the points there. I don't even know how excited Cincinnati gets for this game.
Get me to my Ole Miss game because I will definitely take the Lane Kiffins to beat their rival, Mississippi State.
You got Ole Miss at home.
Love
against,
it.
Against a rejuvenated – it's the Egg Bowl against a rejuvenated Mississippi State offense.
Okay.
You got Ole Miss laying 9.5. I think Ole Miss will destroy them.
Me too.
Absolutely destroy them.
Yep.
You got Rutgers on the road at Purdue. I don't see a line.
It's hard to know the line without knowing if O'Connell's playing for Purdue.
Now, I do like this game. I think Boston College is better and will beat Louisville. Sorry.
Mm.
Just haven't liked what I've seen from Louisville. They're running back. One of their best players. He's out. This is a Louisville team that's 3-6.
What's Boston, the spread now?
It's pick 'em, basically. Give me at home at BC. You got a Louisville team that, I mean, outside of the Notre Dame, think about this. This is a Louisville team think about this for a second. Besides somehow pummeling Florida State, who's no good, and playing well against Notre Dame, this is a team that loses to Pitt, gets pummeled by Miami, gets pummeled at Georgia Tech, loses to an awful Virginia Tech team, and then goes to Virginia and loses by 2 touchdowns to an average Virginia team. I just don't think they're a very good team, man. I just think BC, who's gritty and at least plays ball, I can see BC in that game. I don't know.
Texas A&M is ranked number 5 in the country. I like your BC play now that I look at it. I really thought I'd just stay away from that one, but I do see why. I mean, because Cunningham – but, yeah, overall, Louisville is not as good a team as Boston College, especially without Hawkins. Texas A&M is the number 5 ranked team in the country. That just shows you what the college landscape's like this year. What are they laying now at home versus LSU?
Texas A&M is at home laying 14 to LSU. Hard to pull the trigger if you ask me on that game. Everyone thought LSU was going to lose last week, but yet they won the game. 14's a lot. I mean, I know A&M in their mind is still grasping somehow that if Alabama houses Florida and A&M wins out, that somehow they'd get, depending on all the other shenanigans that happens. I just don't see it.
But is there anything else on the card that you mess with? I mean, Virginia, it's the worst thing is when these coaches finally bench a terrible quarterback.
I'll tell you, give me
Florida
West Virginia.
State finally benched their bum quarterback Travis, who can't throw.
Give me West Virginia plus the points. I'll take West Virginia plus 12 at home against Oklahoma. Yeah, I think West Virginia's defense is good. I don't know. I mean, I know Oklahoma is still grasping. Now, if Oklahoma only had one loss, I would say, you know what?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I probably wouldn't. They're done. Doesn't matter what they do.
We got a few more minutes here, man. Let me get your Heisman, your Final Four, any other predictions for the home stretch here. Already past the midway point in college especially, but what do you see happening?
Heisman, you know,
there's usually a clear-cut guy by now. Let's be honest. When's the last time there wasn't?
I would probably give it to Fields. At this point, I guess you could say ETN. You're not giving it to Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is not. I mean, and I can't give it to Zach Wilson. BYU has just played nobody, or you just can't give it to him. If Ohio State wins some more games, I think Fields will probably get the nod. That's just what I'm thinking. Or ETN, you might be right.
Yeah, but you're right though. That big game where they lost against Notre Dame, he did not show up.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. As far as what was the other question?
Just your final four right now.
I think it's going to be what I think. I think it's, right now. I think Ohio State's going to go. I think Clemson's going to meet Notre Dame in the ACC championship and absolutely decimate them this time.
Okay.
I think Bama's going to roll through the SEC.
There's three.
I think while they struggle against Florida, I still think they'll beat Florida, and that's going to knock Florida out. Because if Florida beats Alabama in a close game, you're going to get both those teams.
Oh yeah, you'll get.
If Bama loses a close game in the SEC, that's their only.
I'm curious who would. If it's not close, because I want to see who get knocked out if it is close.
I would put for the fourth team. I'd put no one from the Big 12. I'd put no one from the Pac 12, and I'd put Cincinnati in and let them take a shot. Now I think they'd get absolutely boat raced by Bama. I just do.
They would against Bama. They would.
Yeah.
All right. I don't disagree. I mean, I just think it's interesting to talk about for the simple fact that...
Well, you can't put Texas A&M in because they... Now, had Texas A&M lost, you know, 45-41 to Bama on a last play and then run the table? But they were getting pummeled the whole second half. They just got destroyed, like second quarter and second half. They were up early 14-7 and then Bama just beat the shit out of them. So
I think it's a down SEC. I'll be anxious to see these bowl games.
Okay, but you're just saying you're asking me who my four would be.
Yeah.
You can't put anyone from the Big 12 in.
Who do you think's going to pull it out?
You can't put anyone from Bama. I think Bama gets back this year.
Me too.
But that could, you know, again, I've seen now maybe again, it's funny. We watched this year. Maybe Clemson can turn it on defensively. Cause let's be honest, their defense has had leaks, dude. They gave up a lot of yards.
I wonder if Najee Harris finally going to get some love for the Heisman.
No, he's got no chance.
That's sad because he shows up every game.
No chance. Let's roll over to the NFL. How did Green Bay lose that game?
Will UNC beat Notre Dame?
No.
Okay.
I don't think they will. I mean, I guess if they did,
Not for long.
Not for long. Yeah. Green Bay. How did Green Bay lose that game?
You want to talk about that with me?
Yeah. I'm asking you a question. How did Green Bay?
The first thing you just want to open the wound right up.
No, I'm just saying,
I don't know how they lost. I know. I'm being honest. I don't know how they lost. I can't believe.
I mean, when you watch that game,
they had four or five in a row in the second half where they didn't even get a field goal.
They were up.
I don't know what happened.
You're up 28-7 at one point in that game.
Yep.
Or was it 28-14?
I think it was.
I think it was 21-14, 28-14. Why is it with Aaron Rodgers sometimes they do this sometimes? They have these great halves and then. The rest of the game, it's like they're just chilling. Like they had 28 points with a couple minutes before the half.
They don't run a lot of clock either.
They don't run a lot of clock. And I'm watching at the end of the game. And again, the two cool for school Rodgers comes out. Like you just needed to score that last drive.
I mean, he did
drive.
Do what he needed to do. Well, he might have. I mean, he didn't fumble.
No. I'm talking about the last drive of the game when they had the clock management was brutal
Oh, terrible. Why would you spike it there? What is the point of spiking it there?
Just so the whole clock management.
I mean, with the type of offense they run, I don't know what the point was.
You get the ball back with a minute and some, and you get down there, and then you throw. That was a terrible play they threw in the end zone. It wasn't even close. I just thought the whole clock management on that last drive was brutal. It's going to be interesting in the NFL because I know the Pittsburgh Steelers are undefeated, but damn, they're that's the quietest, least talked about undefeated team ever that I've ever seen is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I know they're good, but
Can I tell you how the past? So here's because I just wanted to verify what I thought I lived through. 1 minute 40 seconds punt, 1 minute 50 seconds punt, fumble after 10 seconds, 5 minutes 50 seconds turn it over on downs, 1:30 field goal, fumble after 48 seconds. That was this. Did you hear what I just said? So if you took every single drive they had, the Green Bay Packers in the second half, they had one drive go over 2 minutes.
That's crazy.
And it wasn't even points. They turned it over on downs after 5:50. But literally every other time they possessed the ball was under 2 minutes. Under two minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know.
And defensively, they're the same old.
But how is that possible? Think about that. You had the ball 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. And 5 of those times, you didn't even have it for 2 minutes?
I know. Well, dude, it's the way they run it. They didn't use Jones properly. I think Jones is a beast.
Yeah, it was 21-7. You're right at one point.
21-7, then 21-14, then 28-14.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, I get it. First half, that you know, touchdown, punt, interception, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. So obviously they know how to run the offense. But my point is, there becomes a time in the game where it opens up 27-14 in the second half. You know, you got to start running the ball.
Are the Ravens in trouble or what? Yes or no?
Hey, I can't believe he ain't out the door by now. What's up? What's his name? Roman? Can't believe he's not out the door by now.
Now, what's the difference? Wasn't he the coordinator last year?
I thought he was, yeah.
So what's the difference with what? Is it just Ingram's a stiff? Like, they're not getting any run production. Like, they were gashing people.
I just think I think Lamar's.
They adjusted.
I just think Lamar's not taken and also missing his deep shots. You think about last year, what was his big thing? I think the thing nobody's talking about.
He's regressed. Oh, yes, he has on his passing game this year. So far, he has. He's regressed. It's okay.
He's saying,
I know he's your guy.
It's not, dude, you're limited by your play calling. Again, I bring it up all the time. If you give so many guys Belichick, they win Super Bowls. Now, would they win 6? Maybe not. But my point in saying that is, he's limited by the play call.
I understand it, but the one knock that I had about him that you and I kind of disagreed on, to me, he hasn't progressed to where he probably will get to, but I think he slid back from last year a little bit. He hasn't progressed on his deep throws as of yet. He's gotten better than he was, obviously, in college, but when he has to go win you the game, he hasn't progressed, in my opinion, yet. And I do believe it's partly the play calling, too. Like, I think they're putting him in more long passing situations than he was in last year, for sure. And he's not there yet. And, you know, sometimes he has some of his guys are out and they're injured, and I get it. But, you know, I don't know that they're in trouble yet, but if they lose this week and they go 6-5, they're in trouble of missing. They're in danger of missing the playoffs.
They even should have drafted some wide receivers.
I'll tell you what, if they lose this week, that game when they go to Cleveland coming up is going to be a monster game for them.
You should have drafted wide receivers if you're the Ravens.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I totally agree. Who wins the East?
The Dallas.
You think they do?
I do.
You know, if Dalton stays healthy and can play, and Dallas's defense plays well,
I thought not that Dalton played terrible; he won the game. But you know, I just thought with what you saw the week before from Gilbert against the Steelers, mind you, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I just thought that we should have rode it out with him. But hey, I'll take the win. You know, I really believe we'd have been better off with Gilbert, but. You know, 3 touchdowns for Dalton.
I thought that was a pretty good win, to be honest with you. I did not think, which ruined my perfect day that I had yesterday with my picks. I had the under in the Patriots. That's right, under, UNDER. I gave it out to the peeps. Under in the Patriots, 49 winner. I gave Cleveland Browns winner, and I gave a 2-team tease with the Vikings and the Packers, which I look like a genius on the Packers tease, and then the Vikings can't stop the mighty Dallas Cowboys. You know, And I love it. Like I loved your point you said on to like people club Kirk Cousins had a great game yesterday.
Right.
Great game. Look at his stats. He threw for 300 yards. He didn't turn the ball over a bunch. I mean, he is now I will say this. let's pretend you a little question and answer. You have $5,000 on one game. What quarterback with a minute and a half in the game would you absolutely not want to be on the other side against you?
Mahomes.
Isn't that crazy? Like, yeah, you can almost rip up your ticket every time. And that's right. No, I'm serious. When he gets the ball, all they did was go.
And boop, what do you think boop, a huge boop, part boop. Of it is? Coaching.
The wide receiver. Well, it's coaching, dude, but he's a freak of nature.
I know, but man, it's been 20 years of watching Andy Reid, no matter who's back there.
I know, I agree.
No matter who, Donovan McNabb, Brian Westbrook, Halar.
Just saying, how sick are you if
Alex
you have
Smith,
that? How sick are you?
I mean, it
how
doesn't
sick
matter.
Are you if you have that ticket and you know,
oh, yeah, but you expect like, it.
You expect it, but like,
it's amazing to me. Andy Reid only has one Super Bowl win. I mean, he just – all he does is produce offense year
well,
after
he's
year.
Been in
he
two,
takes Michael
he's...
Vick straight out of jail and almost wins him the MVP.
No, I agree. Let's jump in, baby. Texans, Lions, Thursday, a little Thanksgiving. Gobble, 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 gobble,
gobble. Wait a second. Let's go back
gobble,
for a
gobble,
second.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Worst coaches on the planet lately. I mean, if you are the Miami Dolphins coach, Tua just fought his ass off from a terrible injury to be ready to play for you. And you're going to put him in, have him win three in a row, I think it was. And then as soon as he shows any sign of trouble, say, you are out. I mean, that is the worst coaching I've seen in a long time.
But he did come out after the game and say, he's still my starter. I'm just telling you that. So he didn't bench him, and now Fitzpatrick's in.
He's still my starter because Fitzpatrick didn't go win the game. Meow. Okay.
Could be.
Hey, coach. Appreciate it, man. The guy you put in sucked like I did. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your support.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate coach. It. You fucking benched me after my first
I think
bad
if you want to talk
half.
About coaches for a second, and then we'll run down
oh,
these
and then
lines.
There was, yeah, there was two we had to talk about. What about Lynn? I can't win Lynn. He tried to give that game away against the Jets.
He
incredible.
Did.
Incredible against Flacco.
We already know he's the coaches, I think – That might be, outside of the obviously the Gase and you know some other coaches. I really think if the Bears miss the playoffs, I think Nagy's in trouble, man.
I think Tomlin might be the best right now. He just unleashes that defense. He does not care.
Are you ready for some more troubles? Trouble.
Yeah.
I think Doug Peterson at Philly needs to go. I think they need to clean house with everyone. Wentz needs to go. They need to let Hurts play. Peterson needs to go. Peterson's trying to blame all these other people. Peterson sucks, dude. Peterson's the luckiest Super Bowl winning coach of all time. Tom Brady threw for 500 and some yards. Somehow they won the game. Foles had the game of his life. Wentz is absolutely a wit. God, you want to talk about there are some quarterback. Like, I know people kill Kirk Cousins because they say he's stealing money. Wentz is actually a bank. Wentz is a bank robber.
Oh,
he's got
about,
the big mask on and he's robbing the banks for $100 million.
I'd do anything to pull up the tweets of, oh, this is why you should have took Wentz over Goff. This is why
Wentz
over Goff people.
Horrible.
Where are
I don't
you
even,
at?
Now, anybody, hey, I don't
at
even.
At me,
think
at the
close.
Edge. Where are you at if you're a Wentz over Goff guy today?
Well, dude, you know how Twitter. Come yeah, on, man. It's like the people that came in this weekend and said, by the way, Nevada's no good. San Diego State. Boy, you don't understand who you're talking. You're talking to the skip.
I ride the wave
the
with my QB.
Best defensive four that Nevada had ever had. What happened in that game? If you watch people, it was on CBS for you. I called CBS and said, put the game on because I need people to understand who the real deal is when he's picking games. And what did they do? San Diego State, 7 straight three and outs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Why?
Hey.
And what did I tell people? Dubs is the best receiver no one's heard about. And what did he do? Dominated the game. Thank you. Anyway,
true.
Don't question the skip. Y'all,
that was a great.
That's
play.
Why I laugh about Twitter though, because they come in and it's happened about 5 times this year, and they've been luckily it's gone my way all 5 times, and I miraculously never hear from people. Only one guy's had the balls to come in, shame him. He had to shame himself, drop his head, drop his pants, and say, "Hey, great call. I wasn't even close." You're right, bitch. That's why you are not a capper. I'm a pro, bitches. Anyway, Texans, Lions. Thursday, I've got this in my podcast play. I will pick this game. What are your thoughts? Any thoughts on this game or pass?
Over.
Okay. Cowboys, Redskins. Your
love
game.
Love the Cowboys.
The day. Cowboys minus three. You could probably get them at 2.5.
Love the Cowboys for no reason. I don't learn my lesson. They still have offensive line issues. It makes no sense. Why would you take Andy Dalton against the number one pass defense?
By the way, one note before I forget, Notre Dame's two starting offensive linemen out for this game against North Carolina. Make a note.
Wow, that's a huge nugget.
Make a note. Wow. One's out for the season. The other one, I think it's huge. Both. It's either both.
Oh, well, they're done against Clemson. They're done off of it.
The one, their best lineman's out for the year. Their second best lineman is out this
week.
They're
done. They are done against Clemson.
Make a note. That will matter this week for sure against Clemson.
God, golf looks good tonight.
Ravens, Steelers. Steelers 4.5. The late night game
you don't have a play on the Redskins? The division, I mean, whoever wins the division. I can't bet on Alex Smith. I can't.
Well, you keep clubbing him, dude, and I think he's getting better in some.
He looks, he looks great.
He's looking better. Anyone that can come back from that.
Hey, he looks great. You bet on him. I'm not betting on him. He's going to take my money again. I lost a bunch of money on him before when they played.
Redskins are 3-3 at home, and they're 0-4 on the road. And but 3 points, and that might go up, actually. That might go up to 3.5. I mean, you might be able to get it at 2.5, but it also could go up to 3 or 4.
Huge night game. Best Turkey Day games you could remember in a while, right?
Not the way the Ravens are playing, but that'll just be that's why you'll take the Ravens plus 4.5 and probably cash that ticket.
You better take the Ravens. How could you not take the Ravens? They need to win that game.
They're as desperate. Yeah, because I don't even think this Steeler team, like I said, it's the quietest 10-0. I don't even think they're thinking, hey, let's try and go undefeated. I just don't even think it's in there.
There's never shoulda, coulda, wouldas, but they should have lost the first game to the Steelers. I mean, when they played to the Ravens. The Steelers should have lost to the
Four
Ravens.
4.5, it's kind of, you know, there's not going to be a bunch of fans. It's kind of a huge rivalry. Here's one that I absolutely love because I think they're the best 6-4 team in the NFL, and it's really not even close. I will, and I'm giving it out. I'm not going to give it on the podcast because, you know what? I am going to give it on the podcast, and I'm going to switch my one play. I'm going to give it on the podcast, and I'm still going to – oh, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to give it. I'm going to give the Raiders – I'll buy it to 2.5 for them to just – I think they're going to boat race the Falcons. I think the Raiders are going to run all over the Falcons, up and down the field. I think the Raiders are the best 6-4 team in the NFL. They're playing really well. They're just so damn young on defense. It'd give them a couple years. Look, I was clubbing Gruden for his $100 million. I'm telling you, Carr's playing well. The Raiders can run the ball. They just couldn't stop the Chiefs, the best player in the world. Chargers at the Bills. Bills 5.5. Your thoughts?
Well, I like your Raiders play. I got to take the Bills. I don't know why you wouldn't take the Bills in this spot. I mean, with as well as Herbert's played, going to Buffalo, I have to take Buffalo. Lay the points, take Buffalo.
I mean, this is a playoff game for teams like the Raiders for the rest of the year. You're in the playoff mode this week.
I love the Raiders play. I just think the Chargers are due to really lay a huge egg.
Yeah, I like Buffalo.
They've been competitive in every game. They either won or should have won. Or
Giants, Bengals. Terrible game. Give me I think the Giants will pummel the Bengals, but you've got what? Look, right as you talk about golf,
I'm not laying six with the Giants against anybody.
Right as you talk about golf being money, he throws a terrible pick.
Well, it was a little screen.
Titans, Colts, huge game here. Huge game. Winner of this game.
Let me ask you this. Is the screen the quarterback's fault?
No. Well,
I mean, it
was
kind of his fault, but it's one of the things where it's like.
No, it was. Look at him. You know he's going to give it away for the big money, dude.
He threw it right at him. The kid didn't turn around. Oh, I don't know about that one.
It's not his fault. You mean Henderson was going left?
Well, he threw it right at Henderson. He didn't turn around.
No, he threw it behind Henderson. What are you looking at? I'm watching it with you.
I don't know about that.
Wow, dude, you'll defend him till the bitter end.
No, I just think that was
Titans Colts. Colts laying 4, coming off a huge win. The winner takes control of the division.
Do the Titans ever not play a big game?
Well, I'm just saying this
seems
is even
like
a
there's
bigger
always
game.
A, yeah, but I'm just saying every week it's like the premier games, the games you really want
to
see.
If
the
Colts find a way to win this game, it really gives them a 2-game lead because they have the tiebreaker over the Titans because they will have beaten them both times.
Wow, 51 is high.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to take that under.
Panthers-Vikings, terrible game. Can't do it. McCaffrey's out again against the Vikings.
I don't even see a number.
Yeah, I don't see. Well, I see 4.5. Cardinals, Patriots.
Vikings laying 4.5?
Yes.
Yeah, Cardinal, I'll take the Vikings.
Cardinals, Patriots. Arizona's 2.5. The total's 50.
I guess Stephon Gilmore still.
I'll tell you this. The Cardinals lose this game. You're going to see the rest of their season go beep. You'll see this. You can't lose to the Patriots. Dude. This is just not a good Patriot offense. I mean, I know, Cam had a great day yesterday. Threw like 350 yesterday. Still only scored 20 points.
I know, but Murray's shoulder was banged up. It's.
Oh, I'm not messing with that game. Dolphins, Jets.
Now this is one. I wish. Do you have a line?
I have Dolphins -7, a total of 44.5, 44.5.
Oh, Flacco's playing. As long as Flacco's still playing, I'll roll the dice with the Dolphins. I'll jump on the Dolphin train. I don't think they're going to be able to throw the ball at all against the Dolphins. I will take the Dolphins.
Beat them earlier this year, 24-0 in Miami.
I know. I really like
it
that.
It is an enormous game for the Dolphins, too.
Right, I just love that, though.
Browns at the Jaguars. I'm sorry. Luton is Putin. And the Browns.
Come on, man. After one game?
The Browns have the formula.
Oh, my goodness. You,
and I'm just
you,
telling
oh
you, the Brown, and I'm just telling you, the Browns have the formula to win when because they have a two-headed monster that they can run
so
the ball.
So Luton has one bad game and he sucks.
Baker now. Didn't. Well, we'll find out. Give me the Browns and lay the 7 because I think the Browns defense is good. And it's not great, but it's good.
I think the trade for Harrison's been huge. The safety that I love that they traded for has been
yeah,
huge.
I think
for
it's
the Jaguars.
I think it's huge, and I think you can run the ball all over. You can run the ball on Jacksonville. Pittsburgh was able to do it yesterday, and I'm just telling you that I think that the Browns, whether they cover the 7, I think it's a great teaser spot. They have to keep winning, and the two-headed monster is in full effect.
I just think, again, Ronnie Harrison to go with Denzel Ward, they've just been a different defense.
Biggest game of the week, Saints-Broncos. It doesn't do anything for me. Niners-Rams, no line. Chiefs-Buccaneers, as of now, no line. That's not going to be a monster game. That's a 425.
So are the Packers-Bears. Can't wait to see that line.
That's the 820, no
line. I cannot wait for them to drop that on me. Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Here's one that's moved already a point, 2 point, 2.5 points today, and
you know,
justifiably so.
Man.
Seahawks will – this is the Seahawks game to get right again a little bit. No threat of the Eagles doing anything again. I just think they're toast, man. If the Seahawks can't find a way to pound the Eagles in that game, 5.5, I don't see how the Eagles stop the Seahawks, but – those are the lines, man. Everything else is off the board. Anything else you on your mind you want to talk about before we go to picks?
I just think it's an easy week in the NFL to write off some of these games. I think you look
well,
at the card, you can write off about 60-70.
Right. Well, what then that's what you do. Right. And then you pick the games that are actually meaningful and you say, yeah, yeah.
Well, so, they don't even have to be meaningful. It's just meaningful. Oh my God, that Seahawks number is skyrocketing. Wow.
Yeah, went 2.5 points up. I just told you.
Oh,
opened at 3. It's at 5.5. And you know what? Justifiably so, because the Eagles stink.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. No, that's it.
I will start the pick segment with a fatty, which will be, I will take the Raiders and I will drop it to 2.5. And I will tell you that I absolutely love that play. That's my first play. You're up. Now, people are really expecting at some point.
I'm going to take Seattle -5.
All right, Seattle -5 is the edge's first play. My second play, I'm going to give it to you as a double banger.
Now, explain.
Double banger means it's two picks in one. I'm okay. taking Iowa, and then I'm taking Iowa again because Iowa minus 13. I'll give a third one, but I do like it as a double banger. I think they'll destroy Nebraska. McCaffrey's just not ready yet, like I said. And even if Martinez plays, Iowa is starting to play real football, and they're starting to pummel people. They pummeled Michigan State. They pummeled Minnesota. And then they just pummeled Penn State, and they're going to pummel Nebraska. They're the best 3-2 team in the country, and it's not even close.
Well, I love it, but I love this more. I'm going to take Pittsburgh plus the 24 to hang with Clemson.
Yeah, just got the Pittsburgh plus the 24. And for my last play, I am going to take – See, now I had Iowa twice, but you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. Can't do that. You want me to give my third?
Yeah, give your third because I got my other one. I wrote it down over here. Let me just put.
I'm going to do UCF minus the 25 against South Florida.
Damn, dog. All right, my third is the over 64.5 in the Kent State Buffalo game Saturday. Wow. I believe it might be Friday at noon. Think it is, or it's Saturday noon. Either way, Kent State, Buffalo, over 64, book it. So,
I want to give a bonus. I wish I could give the Florida team total.
Go ahead, give it. Just tell people that bonus. You think they should do it.
What is that, at 58, if they're 24, it's probably tickling 36 or something. Either way, yeah. I just think Florida will put up a number that you'll be shocked at.
Recap it. You got UCF, right?
Yep.
You got Seattle.
Seattle minus the 5.
You got UCF minus 25. You got Pittsburgh and College plus 24. I've got the Raiders minus 2.5. I've got Iowa minus 13.5. And I've got the over in the Kent State Buffalo game, 64 and a hook. Everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
We go Cowboys. Enjoy it, guys. It's
big a game.
Huge,
enjoy it.
Huge NFL. Long weekend.
A lot of wagering.
Ravens got to win. Cowboys definitely got to win.
Yours truly will be on Twitter Friday and Saturday, just giving out nuggets and probably fatties. I don't even need any love from you. It doesn't matter. I know I'm cash
money.
Bang that bookie. I'll probably bang my wife. And we used coconut oil last night. That worked out real well.
Oh.
Till next week. Peace.
Follow Big Fat Winner on Twitter and visit BigFatWinnersLive.com to keep up with the boys. Please subscribe, rate, and review the show on your favorite podcast app.